Hello again, friends. We're just here at this mural of Captain Tom Moore to record a short message. You know, this man lived to be almost 100 years of age and became very, very famous over the last year with his charitable endeavours. He fought during the Second World War, flew Spitfires, won medals and different colours, and really did live a very, very colourful life in many, many ways. He raced motorcycles even after that time, and one of the bikes that he raced was a bike called a Scott. Some of the motorcycle fans that are listening in might know a little bit about motorbikes. My father, for years, had a vintage Scott motorcycle with the squirrel sitting there in the front mudguard and the horseshoe in the side of the tank. Tom Moore raced one of those bikes. But you know, at 99 years of age, he didn't want to sit around and be idle. He wanted to do something of worth and something of purpose, even to raise money for the NHS during this last year and this time of crisis. So at 99 years of age, with a Zimmer frame, he decided he would do 100 lengths of his garden, 25 metres in length, times that by 100. And that's quite a feat. He did that for charity, and he raised something like £32 million for the NHS. And sadly, just recently, he passed away, but left a real legacy behind of a man that was active, a man of vision, and a man that was well-liked in his day and in his generation. You know, you're never too old to do something worthwhile. You're never too old to do something useful. The Bible says in Psalm 92, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." And the Word of God is full of the accounts of men and women, some of them well on into their senior years, who did exploits for God. We think of a lady in the New Testament, Luke chapter 2, called Anna. She was a widow of 84 years, and yet she was a woman of prayer. She witnessed, she testified to the Lord, she glorified the Saviour, she served the Lord with fastings and prayers, and she departed not from God's house. What a testimony. And then in the Old Testament we read in Joshua about a man called Caleb, one of God's faithful, one of Moses' successors. And whenever Caleb was an old man, over 80 years of age, and the Israelites had inherited the land, Caleb realized there's still much ground to be possessed. And he prayed and said, "Lord, give me this mountain." He wasn't content to spend his last years in life idle, carefree, sitting with his feet up. He realized there's still something that I can do. There's still ground to be possessed. There's still mountains to claim. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea." And Caleb exercised great faith as an aged man, praying, "Lord, give me this mountain." Hymn writer said, "Got any mountains or got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do just what no other could do." You're never too old to do something worthwhile. You're never too old to do something for God. You're never too old to exercise great faith. Maybe you feel that you're well stricken in years, and you feel that your fruitful years have gone. I encourage you to press on with God. Continue on in prayer. Be a witness, be a testimony for Christ, and let's leave this scene of time, let's leave this world of ours running the race that's set before us, pressing on with courage towards the finishing line. See you next time. God bless you.